As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
That's right. I see the bugs coming out. I see three of them. I see you, Mama. I see the three of them coming out right there. They got them in the bag. You see them pulling it out? Look at that.
Yeah, they got them. They got them by the pound back there in the bag.
Ready? There you go. There it is. So get on out here. Be the next one to get your bugs as we continue on our third leg.
Yeah.
Our third leg of our crawfish circuit. As we are live here in spring, we are in spring. Come make your way out. Yes, you get you some crawfish. There you go. Hey, I'm going to get some. Don't worry about it now. I'll get some out here. Damn, I can't stand Reggie and Luke. Boy, just put me right on out there. But we are live here at the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill. And look at them bad boys. He just held one up. I know, Clint, you got 5 pounds in you, boy. I know it, boy.
Easy.
Easy. I mean, the way you took them out the other week, that was impressive. Impressive.
I would guess that's 2 or 3 pounds on that deal he's got right there.
Yeah, my daughter Lo had she went in there and got a quick 2 pounds last week.
Yeah, I can get you 4 in place right there. Maybe even 5.
I know you can. 5 of them. All right. Yep. Well, come and join us as a good time's being had, and our first winner coming up here in a little bit. In the 2 o'clock hour, each and every hour, you got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is sign your name and put it in our raffle box right there. The first one's coming up here at the bottom of the hour. All right. As we said, Sunday's a big, big, big day here in Houston as the Rockets return to the playoffs for the first time in years, Clint. And I know we will talk about some of the, and we're going to get to that here in just a bit, some of the matchups and some of the small things in this series. But, Clint, overall, for you, as we are here, we know who the opponent is. It's Golden State. Golden State is favored in this series somehow. They were minus 200 earlier in the week. I think it got down to minus 130. But early, you could have got them at the start for minus 200 to win the series. But we know who the opponent is, and it is an opponent that is full of champions. We're opponents that have as much experience as anybody. When you look at Jimmy, who has led a team as a one to the finals twice, and obviously Steph and Draymond and Steve Kerr and company, they've won 4 championships. And, hell, even their young guys have competed and played in big playoff games. Now that we know where it is, do the Rockets have to win this series for this to be a successful postseason for you?
A successful postseason?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got to win it.
To be a successful season? No.
No, the postseason. Postseason.
Hell yeah.
They got to win this.
Absolutely. I mean, look, to me, this is one of those things, kind of like the Texans have done. There was twice this year where the Rockets have been a 2 seed. They didn't just start hot and play good basketball when everybody else was you know, sleepwalking through the regular season. They did that, and then when it mattered the most, they climbed and they got back to the 2 seed, and they finished the season ahead of some star-studded lineups, great basketball teams with all the championship pedigree and all the championship experience that you talked about, and they were able to separate themselves to a point where they could rest players for three or four games. And so, like, they've established themselves. They just squeak in.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't just squeak in. They didn't have to fight for their life to get in. I mean, they convincingly got in. And I know they're the dog to win the series, but they're the favorite in game one at home. So, they've got to win a series against a team that had to make a big boy move and go get Jimmy Butler midseason. They had to climb their way up into the play-in. So, yeah, I think
– they got to win at least a series.
They got to win this series for it to be a successful playoff. Yes, absolutely.
For me, Clint, it depends on how it goes, man. And I think back to a couple of years ago when the Warriors were in this exact spot. They were, I believe, the sixth seed, and they were playing the Kings. And the Kings, this is when the Kings first started with Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox. And they had that young group, and they were the three seed. They had home court advantage, and that series went back and forth. And it ended up going seven games, and Steph Curry scored 50 in game seven. And they lost the series. To me, if it happens in that fashion, like they are going tit for tat and they're going back and forth with the Warriors, and just, you know, Steph Curry is a special player, Jimmy Butler is a special player, and they are able to outlast them with their experience and everything.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like that. But I think you learn a lot about guys because to me, Clint, if this thing goes seven games, Clint, no matter how it, you know, who wins, I feel like we're going to learn a lot and a lot positively about guys like Jalen Green. I feel like we're going to learn a lot positively about guys like Alfred Şengün and Amen Thompson. So to me, if we get to a space in this series and we see the important guys that have to lead the way, not the Fred Van Fleets or the Dylan Brookses, those guys that we know aren't going to be the long-term answers. If the young guys that we look at to be, I mean, big mainstays moving forward with this thing come out and the moment's not too big and they play their asses off, but Steph and Jimmy and them just get them, I think to me that is, obviously it feels moral victory-ish, but I think to me that is successful if we get a chance to learn and see how they act in this spot and they respond well and they just get beat.
I think you can take a lot of positive from it, all the youngsters
that
like you're
be
talking
successful
about. But for me, I just this is a team that had to fight and claw and scratch to get in the dance.
Talk about Golden State,
yes.
Yeah.
And I understand who they are, but the Rockets have established, I mean, they're not quite what OKC has done, obviously, but they're the closest thing to it. And I think they position themselves where you got to go get a series right here for this to be a successful playoff.
Yeah, from YouTube and Twitch, 99 Reasons says, with the Rockets playing Golden State, if they get swept, I don't view this as successful. But if they were playing any other team, they would have to win for it to be successful. I do think it's – I think the opponent makes something – I would feel different if it were the Grizzlies. I would feel different if it were held the Timberwolves. Any of these other teams that. But man, if this group takes Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and that group like to seven games and they lose, like I. Depending on how it is. Now, to me, if this is a thing, Clint, where Fred goes crazy and this is Dylan Brooks and then Jalen Green and Şengün are the ones that are struggling and Jabari Smith, they're the ones that are struggling, then I feel a little bit different. But, I understand the thought of that, not the moral victory thing.
No, there is a scenario, and I think you painted the only scenario.
It's the
only, that it'd be a hard it'd be hard to say, nah, man, that wasn't successful.
Now this is a 4 or 5 game series. Now I'm out of that.
Yeah, look, I mean the one scenario of the Rockets, you know, take them down to the wire of the final game and literally lose, by one possession to Steph Curry and Jimmy. I mean, look, it'd be hard for me to sit here and say, they got to win this thing, but. Assuming it's not going to come down to that, I think they got to win one to make it all count.
And the reason why I think the big thing of success is, Clint, they should leave. We should leave whenever their season ends, whether it's in this round, if it's the next round, whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever their season ends, there should be real excitement of this team is coming.
Yeah, it's going. It's there.
You know what I mean?
I don't give a damn what happens.
No matter what happens.
I'm there.
Clint, I think I sweat by the Warriors. I don't know if
it would hurt. It would hurt, but I'm just telling you, personally, M.A. Doka, I absolutely love him. The way they play basketball, I can get behind. The physicality, the great defense, the hustle, the playing together. Let's not get carried away here. It's hard. It was hard for me to like the James Harden Rockets. It was hard for me to enjoy and watch unless he's just having a career night. This, I can get behind. And enjoy watching and appreciate more than just – and look, I respect what James did. I'm not minimizing it, but it's just me personally, it don't fit my eye. What these guys have proven they are, again, to be at the top of the NBA two different times, and play the style of ball that they play, I can get down with this crew, man.
All right, coming up as we continue live here at the Rusty Horseshoe, I'm telling you, man, every time I look up, I see her bringing out new new bugs, more bugs. I see a table here, everywhere getting bugs. So come on out and get yours as well as we continue this thing. All right, the Texans are in the area of the draft of 25. And we're going to take a look at maybe some of the picks here in the past to kind of get a gauge of what type of player they may be looking at. We will do that coming up next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.